Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and tonight it's going to be another awesome show right here on the program. But before we get into it, I want to put my head down and give due praise to my Father. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community once again to express ourselves in this music industry, as we so quest to be a part of with all that we have. We ask you, Lord, that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, that we will be able to orchestrate ourselves collectively and as adults, and that we will all stay mindful of one another as we quest into this topic in the music industry tonight. Lord, thank you and amen. The show performance, CD music versus live music. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. So if you're listening in by your cell phones, or you're listening in by your computer or anything, please call in now at 213-559-2995. That'll allow us to know that you want to participate in tonight's show. Well, we're going to talk about the CD music versus live music. When an artist goes into the studio, he usually come up with a recording, and that recording must have a nice mix, and it need to be mastered. Usually, at the end of the recording, they also have what they call a show mix. Sometimes it only to highlight some things that they can't achieve maybe during the live performance. However, it is a part of where he has the show mix, so it just complements the performance. Therefore, after he goes to do his live recording, he should fill in all the rest of his performance with other elements around it so he can have a good showcase. Typically, when you have a CD music at a live performance, you don't want to just get up there, and don't get me wrong, DJs, when I tell you this, but you don't want to just get there with the DJ playing your CD, and boom, your music is playing, and all you up there alone by yourself doing a performance. It's been the way of the past, but let's talk about it going in the future and see what the people are looking for, and we want to talk about it as we get into tonight's topic. Raw Dog.
Yeah, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, me too.
So, if you would, share with me your thoughts on tonight's topic, the show performance, the CD music versus live music. You now have the floor.
Well, you know, I'll say this, you know, the product that you're selling on the CD, you've done that, and it's got all the nuances, and it's a studio production. And it's fit to be aired just like anyone else's product over the airwaves, on the internet or wherever. Now, the thing about it is that people don't pay for something they already have and call themselves getting their money's worth. You know, being out there on tour in my past and what have you, and performing, I learned a few secrets that, you know, I want to pass on to the hip-hop artists, because I think it's coming that way for them. You know, we used to talk about, you know, the DJ playing in a club and what have you. They could afford to pay a DJ. If they paid a DJ for $150 for a night, that's good money in the beginning phases, okay? But if he has to split that money with an artist, or pay an artist, or pay several artists, that's when it's going to be a whole different level, to which the artists are not able to say that they are actually becoming successful at $20 and $10 for a performance. You know, I in talking about this subject and what have you, talking to Poetic, I called it, you know, it's either crumbs off the table or a full meal. And what I meant by that is that, you know, for an artist to be showcased as an entertainer, when he's doing his live performance, he has to show that he owns that song. And what I mean by that is that song is not identical to the one that we hear or that we can buy. It's got dynamic range. It's got it's been changed. So when he performs, it becomes an event that you had to see, and he shows that he owns that song. I remember watching LL Cool J on a performance, and he had a drummer, and he had a guitar, and he had a bass player, and he had a DJ. But they twisted the song. They had dynamics. They had drops. They had freezes, where in the original recording, it didn't exist. And he showed that that was his song, that he owned it. No one else could do it like he could do it. Now, remember that. No one could do it like he could do it. Think about that. To be someone and stand out as an entertainer, you have to have something that's going to be of drawing power for people to come out and watch you perform. The thing about it is that in that drawing power, they realize that it's an event. It's something that it's not on the record. It's something that, you know, it's hard to describe what you did to that song, but you showed them that that was your song. You had control of it. You twisted it musically. You had it do have its fades, its drops, drum tags. You had all of those things that the recording didn't. But, you know, hey, we'll get into that, because hip-hop is coming to a new phase. You don't realize that you can get more money if you put it together. You know, you don't have to be on the same level as another hip-hop artist with just a DJ. You can be in show lounges and people enjoying what you're doing. But you've got to put it together and give them a show, not only of yourself. You might, you know, you might incorporate background singers, horns. You know, I can take some of the formulas that I've seen hip-hop artists doing now, and you're going to have to adapt and hire those people. And you're going to get paid more money. You know, we'll talk about that. Back to you, Poetic.
Okay. Well, the thing it is, is you can go on, let's say the average song is 3 minutes, 4 minutes on average over the air. And it has a personality, I would say, within the music itself. the lyrics, all what we hear. But it's definitely, it's when you hear it, it's always the same thing all the time, and you get used to it. Well, in a live performance, people don't, I mean, me personally, if all I'm going to hear is your 3 to 4 minutes rendition that you have edited just for airtime, that's all I'm going to get. I don't see no purpose in spending $35-$40 to see you in a concert.
Oh, you're right. You're definitely right.
Because a song, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The song definitely have certain dynamics that it have, a tempo that you maintain, the tones, the melody, the harmonies, all of that stuff is important. But I also want to hear you interact with me. I want to see you visually connect with me and show me your talents in performing, not only as a lyricist, but I want to see the guitar relate to me, because I personally like, I'm not talking about me personally, but I'm just saying you got somebody in that audience want to connect with that bass player, because he's been all the time, he's been listening to this nice tone, this nice song. He's just been wanting to see the whole personality come alive on the live performance. So when he get there, If he only get you in that CD, he say, I didn't get my money's worth. And believe me, word of mouth is magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were so right, because that's what we call putting on a show. You're sharing the stage. You know, hip-hop music is one of the very few music genres that doesn't allow a musician a solo in it, to let the tempo ride, to let the music ride. You know, I've noticed that, you know, and I've wondered why, but I think that transition is coming back, you know, because what's happening is that the public wants more for their money. You know, in the beginning, it was okay. It was new. It was innovative. It was something that they were experiencing because it was the time. It was a new side of people performing on stage. But how many years ago was that? And where are we now? And they're asking why. Why, when you have musicians and what have you, aren't you formulating a group to play on stage with you? You know, when you start to think about it, a lot of successful people that are hip-hop artists use George Clinton's music. And if you can think about his music, he would accompany them in a concert because they were using his music. It was his musicians. You know, why not give credit and work with people that need help just like the artists? I mean, I understand wanting to be a star, but I also understand getting paid. You know, which is better? To get paid or somebody to call you a star and you're just a broke joke, you know? I mean, reality sucks, but that's what a lot of artists are finding. They're having to pay to be on a showcase, you know? I've heard complaints where their music skipped when the DJ played it, and I've heard people talk about the microphone, the volume of it, or it was feeding back, you know, or they didn't like the quality of the sound system that the DJ had. It wasn't working for their voice. They didn't have monitors so that they could hear themselves. In a musical setup, in a live performance, I don't know if the young artists are aware of it, but as they're performing, there are monitors so they can hear themselves. Because if when you're on stage, the music going out into the crowd, you can't hear that until the echo from the back wall brings it back to you. So on stage, that there's what they call monitors that are facing the artist so he can hear himself. And then a lot of them are going to the controlled earphones so that they can get it directly from the sound man. So they get it that way, you know, and they're, that's a radio-controlled situation, you know, so they can hear themselves and hear the music in where they are. Because when you're on stage, if you don't have monitors, when that music is bouncing back off of the back wall back at you, you're going to be late. And the crowd is going to realize that because you can't hear yourself. And you can't hear the band playing behind you. So, you know, it turns into a lot of things that a lot of these young artists have to think about so that they become aware of that.
Okay. So, because I know for a fact that you're really passionate about the live performance. So that's why tonight I wanted to have this program. And then it took quite some time for me and you to get on the same page, to be honest with you. So I have to ask you this. When it comes to the live performance, do you think it's imperative that they spend hours on end practicing with the band, where that they are definitely in sync, so they won't have that latency, some practice time on the stage that they're going to perform on? How does that work? Because you can't just don't get me wrong, with the CD, this is the past where we don't have those mistakes that a band that might bring in a live performance. And with the liveness, the thing it is, how do you bring it all together? Help me paint me that picture of bringing that live performance together on stage.
Well, that's a good point. Because you have different levels that these guys are going to be entering into becoming an entertainer on. There's going to be the young ones, and then there's going to be the elders. Okay, now I got to say this to you, you know. This is not an easy question to answer, and I'll tell you why. One, if you're just starting out, how do you afford to have practice sessions so that you can put it together? A lot of musicians have issues. Oh, I guess we all do, but a lot of them have issues. And when it comes to formulating a backup group, okay? The talent that they have, they're more nomads. They're up for hire, okay? And for a young artist just starting out, being able to afford practices that the musicians are going to get paid is almost an impossibility, okay? So,
Now I'm confused.
Okay.
It's almost an impossibility. Well, why would one sacrifice to do what they do for the impossibility? I want to see the possibility. You got to help me see that.
But see, guess what? But see, that was – okay. Let me finish that whole statement. I said paying for the musicians that are qualified to come in, such as – let's just say a Bootsy Collins, a Marcus Miller, let's say, you know, God bless, he's passed away, a George Duke. You know, when we start talking about the musicians that can read charts and come in and rehearse maybe five or six times with that artist and putting together the musical portion of that show. See, those guys charge for the rehearsals. Or it's an agreement with a contract of performing, and they know how much they're going to get. But when you start talking about a young artist that is trying to get out there and what have you, he can't afford that type of budget. But there are young musicians all around that you just have to network with musicians. You know, and that may sound funny because hip-hop artists have alienated themselves into a category where they were doing it without that thought. Only the producers are thinking about, well, I'll bring in a guitar player on this track, or I'll bring in a bass player on this track, or I'll bring in a drummer. And they're buying the music already ready for them to lay their vocal on top of it. So when we start talking about the young people and what have you, they need to find newly formed local bands, okay, and listen to them and find out where they're trying to go. And it takes talent on both sides. See, because if they don't possess it and they sound like crap, then how can the performer sound any better and give the show that's necessary for them to get in a league of entertainers that are getting paid at different events and on different circuits and what have you to perform? So when we start talking,
the issue was in the past, though, Rodolph. The issue in the past was the reason why most artists would use a sample is because the sample came with the proper timing, the proper harmonics in the song, the proper musical tones and everything that they need. Whereas when the band came along with it, a lot of times the band was playing behind it and they're off tempo, and it throws them off when they're performing.
Yeah, so, but see, okay, but with that, you're
but now,
talking
I mean,
about...
times have changed. They, with digital technology, everything is more up to date, and I see how it can all fit in.
Well, yeah, but see, now let me explain something. The wrong combination, you're going to be off tempo and what have you. There's no way, you know, that it's going to be any better than what you just described. Bad. So, you know, the whole thing
so
is...
So my point here with that, what I just described, what my point here is, let's help the young artists evolve so that they could create the show, what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, see, yeah.
Where there's an impossibility of creating the show. I'm talking about creating the show, so that they can take it to the casinos and say, I got a show.
Right. But see, when you brought up that about off-tempo and what have you, I hate to say it, but you have the wrong combination of musicians trying to back you. See,
so how do we fix that?
I do understand that there are drummers that play... that cannot play some tempos that are of the popular now drum beats, okay? They're old school. They play the old school beats, okay, and which is at a different cadence than the hip-hop beats. But what you're going to find, you have to find one, and here's what's funny, a drummer and a percussionist. See, when you the drummer has one cadence. The percussionist is adding the other nuance to that cadence, such as the clap, or, you know, the percussionist usually has an electronic pad with the 808 on it, with the clap on it, all those things. See, so when you put this together, excuse me, you can put it together and have a DJ. Now, remember, you said tempo, cadence, and all those things. There's a formula to get that beat. You have different tracks in your song. You can use a portion of the drum track sounds, and the DJ can program and play that in. You can have a keyboard player that is a synthesizer player, such as a Roland, a Phantom, you know, those type of keyboards. And then what happens, you can trigger that with your drummer, and you'll have the complete beat, and it will keep the tempo correct. But what happens is this, is that if you don't know how to do it, ask somebody. Call us at Hip Hop National and say, hey, I'm trying to put together a crew, but I'm finding a problem. That's just like owning a car. Now, your car might backfire every time you hit the gas. My car might take off fast every time I hit the gas. We have to correct those issues pertaining to their specific problem. But that doesn't mean don't try. That doesn't mean don't put it together. That just means that there's an issue and you have to fix it. And do you know how to fix it? See, there's a fix to everything. And that's what you have to understand. It's called overcoming and adapting. Because if what you're trying to do is become what you're trying to become, put on the big boy pants, understand, learn, and it should work. You disagree with that?
Oh, no, I don't. Right off, I want you to cue up me a commercial if you could. And because we're getting ready to go to a short break. But when we return from that break, when we do return from that break, I want to talk about lip syncing versus the live mic. And this is in the show.
Lip syncing versus the live mic.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Whereas the artist is actually lip syncing his recording, and I'm not talking about, you may think it's happening only in hip-hop, but it happens in performances all the time, because it's not just hip-hop. I see it a lot, and I've been at performances where I'm actually seeing credible artists lip-syncing during the time because they're either dancing or whatever, doing their thing. Then it goes to a live mic, and then when they come to the show, you see them doing the dance and this stuff, but if you watch them carefully, it's some lip syncing going on. And the question is, is it the ears of the audience? Do you think that is something that can easily be picked up, that you're not performing, giving me a live performance, you're giving me a mechanical performance?
Oh.
Are you ready?
Are you ready
to take me to break?
You know what? Dr. A.T. stepped out of the room, but I think I can
handle it. Don't worry about it. I'm here with you. I just got it up. So we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. Rodolph, chew on that. Give me your thoughts when we come back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we're talking about the show performance, CD music versus live music. Now let's talk about the live mic versus lip syncing. And how that can affect the performance or the visual of the performance. Let's say that, because I have actually literally witnessed people missing out on the words when they're performing, but yet the words was flawless in the performance, or they would put their hand over the mic and pretty much hide their mouth as they're doing their thing. I think personally for me, showmanship is a big key, and that to me affects your showmanship when you either are synced with the music performance or you're off sync by hiding your mouth, because that usually would give me a muffled sound if you got your hand over the mic. So I know that you're not giving me the real McCoy. That's just my opinion. Right out with yours.
So right, but guess what? Why even show up if you're lip syncing? Just, you know, let them play your song and wave to the crowd. You'd get more respect that way. You know, people don't like being fooled. You know, there's just something about that, you know. Especially if you're in a club, on a stage where they paid to come and see you. And you mean to tell me they got dressed up, got in their vehicle, came away from that, wherever they're staying, to watch somebody lip sync. Ooh, you're going to have an angry crowd. That's the way I see it. They're going to want the money back because of the fact they thought they were going to come and hear you perform. You know, so if you find yourself having to lip sync, put it on the marquee. I will be lip syncing. Don't get mad. Come and see me. Put it on the marquee. I will be lip syncing. Don't get mad. Come see me.
I mean, basically. Yeah. Do you remember Milli Vanilli?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember that? Do you remember the case?
The who?
The case about Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, you just want me to bring it up. I always talk about that. Yeah. You're being sneaky. Okay. They were the Grammy award-winning lip syncers. They didn't even do the song. I mean, you know, they went national. And, you know, people were sold that it was them. You know, so it wasn't a point that you didn't think that they weren't the artists. It just came out that they weren't, and everybody then went, no wonder why they were jumping and running around on stage. And I don't even think they held a microphone. You know, they might have. But, you know, just out of the point, you know, it was one of the, let's put it like this. It was one of the biggest scandals. And they weren't even the artists, so you got to even put it even like this. They were just two guys on stage, and they weren't even the artists that did the record. So the record did get a Grammy. The artists that originally did it, they did receive the Grammy. But the impersonators were ostracized behind that, and they haven't been really allowed back in the music world. But you know what? Now, here's something really, really funny. Back in the day, they used to claim that artists were coming to town. I'll tell a story. I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Archie Bell and the Drells. They did a song called Tighten Up. Well, they advertised at a club that Archie Bell and the Drells were going to be performing there. People paid. It was sold out. Couldn't get a ticket to get in. It was a sold out event. Well, the room was packed. Archie Bell and the Drells came out, and they started lip syncing. And as they started doing that, the crowd started tearing up the place because they felt that they had been cheated, that they expected a performance. Why weren't they getting it for the price of the tickets, the high price they had to pay at the time? And subsequently, they tore up the club, and the club never reopened. They went out of business. So, you know, I think that even promoters are no longer really embracing that type of a situation. And I think you'll find that might get you put on the blacklist of other clubs wanting you there, because that is a very irritable point for a fan, a consumer, to have paid their hard-earned dollars, and you're not giving them anything but lip sync. I know if Poetic and I went out to a club and we thought we were going to be entertained, and we're paying $25 to $45, I think I'd have to throw a rope over Poetic, because he's going to go to somebody and ask for his money back. Please. Yep. I mean, really, how do you feel about that? How would you think about something like that?
Well, I got to be honest with you. That's kind of the point of this program tonight, is to highlight it, to let people know that people are watching you. They're paying attention to you, and you got fans that you're acquiring when they come to a live performance. They come to be entertained. By no means would they feel that they were entertained if they catch you doing something that the CD alone could do. The music, if they heard what they came, if they came to your performance only to find that they only going to hear what they heard over the radio, then it becomes blah blah to them. Drum.
And you know what they say: alcohol, muscles, and attitude. You might not make it out of that club. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people will take it as a ripoff from the artist rather than from the club or the promoter, who should have known what the artist was going to do before the performance. See, that's another thing. Auditioning. You know, hip-hop artists can just pay and go on, and the promoter is blind to what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. You know, it used to be that you'd have to go in and audition so they could see a presentation of the show that they were going to be hiring you to do.
Well, in a sense, wait, in a sense, it's still that, though. Now people are sending videos. of their performances.
Well, see, that's still... No. Not unless you're in a club venue or on stage, live performing, is that going to be accepted.
Okay.
But then you have a resume. Oh, we performed at such and such and such. Now is a promoter going to hire an artist that's only got one song? I mean, you know, how much is that worth? How long is that going to last? 5 minutes? 4 minutes? Boom! Back to the DJ, live music. That's not a show. A show is an hour and, 30 minutes, 15-minute break. So an hour and 45 minutes is what an artist needs to be able to perform and do.
So how do you suggest?
I beg your pardon?
This come about? I just want to know, how do you suggest that come about? Okay, I got a CD that came to see me. Let's say I got 12 songs on the CD. Let's say 10, just to make it easier. 10, they're all 4 minutes each, correct? So I'm just giving a scenario. They're all 4 minutes each will give me 40 minutes of a show. How do I stretch the show to entertain my audience? Yeah.
Good point. Well, you can tell jokes.
Okay.
You can interact with the crowd in between songs. And, you know, I've heard a lot of entertainers saying, hey, I'm happy to be here in this city. You know, let me give a shout out to the such and such and such and such of this city. You know, there's a monologue. Your performance songs are going to be approximately between 5.5 and 7 minutes per song.
And why is
if
that
they're not,
why is that when only my CD that I submitted for the radio was really only 4 minutes? Why should I stretch it out any longer?
Well, here's something that's okay. That is someone making music for the radio. But when I say entertain, that's an entertainer. Oh, 6 minutes is nothing. Is nothing. Here's something really strange. Okay, I'll give it to you like this. A medley is when you have one song that transitions into the next song that can possibly that can take you into the third song. So what you have here is this. You have the power. Because remember this, most artists, if they haven't found it out before now, they're basically one key individuals. Everything that is going to be sounding good with their voice, it's all in the same key. They found the key that their voice is comfortable and they can do it in that key, and the music works with that key and their voice. So for it to go for 6 minutes, 5 minutes, you mentioned the tempo of the song that they produced. Well, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. You know, it can be twisted.
Actually, Rodo, that's the difference between a live performance and a CD performance. You can change and integrate various different tempos during the track just to give it personality. Give it a total feel in what I got from just the CD that made me say, whoa, they were amazing. I heard that before.
Now you know what's funny, and this is a golden point, and I hope people are listening to this and understand. I'm giving away one golden tip. to go into slow motion, the song, the rhythm, the bass, the guitar, the keyboards, and warping what they're used to hearing in tempo on the radio will blow the crowd's mind because they never heard it warped. When you listen to a song, now this is what makes CDs to me different than when you have the vinyl. The vinyl, you had different speeds. You could set your turntable to rotate at. CDs, there's no change unless you're a DJ to change the speed of the media that's being played. But you can warp into a different speed dimension that same melody, and it'll blow their minds because they never heard it like that. When I talk about owning, that means that you know what you got, you know what your music is, and you can take it like a baby and start with the diaper and show them that same baby 20 years later, right in front of their face, how it's grown, how you raised it, how you nurtured it, how it belongs to you. You are the parent. See, music is funny like that because there are only certain people. Now, okay, you know, we talk about the R&B artists and what have you, Lionel Richie. We talk about, you know, let's go to Bloodstone, you know. We did a song, Bloodstone, we played it. You know, we go a long way back. If you heard the record the way they recorded it in the studio and you went to hear them perform it, the record's only 3 minutes and 30, 45 seconds. The live performance is 7 minutes. And they had them standing up clapping. Carlos Santana's the same way. See, we can go into every genre. I've went to hip-hop artists. I've went to a T-Pain concert, and T-Pain did it. You know, Macklemore does it. But see, the catch to this is that the product has already been sold. They own that. You want them to tell the next individual, man, you missed it. You should have been there. And they say, well, what happened? What happened? Man, they were off the hook. You still don't have a picture because you missed it. You weren't there.
What you mean they were off the hook? I've already heard them do it. Why would you even go to the concert? They play it on the radio every day.
Yeah, but what we saw, it was off the hook. It was beyond that. It was an experience.
But you're telling
See,
me that there's a visual experience. There's a musical experience and a verbal experience that in order to capture it all in one moment, you had to be there.
Right. Like, okay, you remember when Michael Jackson was rehearsing for This Is It, his last tour, and they were videoing it?
Mm-hmm.
His rehearsal performances were just magnificent. The music, even the visual, which they weren't in costume and what have you, but he owned that music. He was saying, he turned around to the band and said, no, I want you to drop it down here. I want you to, you know, because as an entertainer, these are part of the skill set that you have acquired. You've learned them, you have cultivated them, and you have the control. of certain things that go on in the music. You know, you can be playing a song and you, and your group, you turn around and say, hey, drop it down. Bam. Let it ride. And it's a transition.
Don't get me wrong, but this is what that does for the audience. It lets them take the eye off you for a moment. As the artist, you can rest and give somebody else the moment. And the audience will take their eyes off you for a second and just look and engage a talent of your entire band. And not just seeing you, where the pressure is on you as when you doing it as a solo artist and you're doing it with a music CD as the composition of the whole, your whole play. The focus is entirely on you, and this is where it can become a little dull if your actions can't satisfy them. Whereas when you got a full band, they'll take that spotlight off you. I'm talking about their eyes is literally moving towards, I can't believe it. That's the drummer. He got off there. He just took it and just ran with it. The whole band took it and ran with it. And for a moment, they just forgot you was there, even though you may have been entertaining, which is good. Don't get me wrong. That makes for a show when everybody's involved. And you've captured their attention, and you gave them something that they couldn't help but talk about because it was a visual thing.
You know what's funny? You can put them to sleep if you don't have anything to show them, and you don't have a voice like Luther Vandross or Johnny Mathis.
But I'm gonna
because
tell you
they're
going to
listen
Luther
to
Vandross,
that.
I've been to a Luther Vandross concert. And I'm going to tell you what Luther Vandross says. It said in the concert. And how Patti LaBelle would even say it in the concert. This is my drummer. And I want you guys to meet such and such, such and such. And listen to him do his thing for the moment. And then they highlight, this is my backup singers. And they're singing. They're doing their thing. They show all the talents that was what created the composition of the track.
Now, what I want you to do, I want you to hold that thought. We got somebody with their hand up. Let's find out what they got to contribute to this. Caller 804-365, you've got your hand up. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling in from? Caller 804-365-368. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. And my
Welcome.
Name is Tracy McLean.
Hi, Tracy.
And I tuned in a little late, but I've been listening, and the topic is CD music or live music. And I hear you talking about the bands, and I just want to comment because I am a manager of different entertainers, and I'm also a former entertainer myself. So I would say, unless you're a comedian, it's absolutely, positively hard to keep the attention without doing extra things or having dancers or a band. I find out that those people who are what I call full-blown entertainers are the people that have a band. They have a whole show for you that when you watch them, you want to see it's a whole, like you're watching a movie. It's a whole full-blown-out performance. Instead of it being just one person singing or rapping, and you're bored. And you really have to love that artist to just sit there
now,
and watch.
Now that you went there, Tracy, and you told me that you got bands and stuff like that, do you manage any rap artists?
I do.
Okay. Now, with your rap artists today, are you taking them to the next level, to the next stage, the next dimension of a performance by integrating them and giving them, telling them, but helping them develop into a real live performance where we can sell this thing as an entire show? And when you guys say show, both of you guys are telling me the show thing, and I love it. But the thing it is, can you give me an example of what you mean by a show? Can you paint that over the radio for me that I can get a visual if I close my eyes?
Okay. Well, I first want to start by saying I have a 14-year-old rap artist. And my 14-year-old rap artist performed with a live band. And he moved from every inch of the stage to get the attention of everybody, from the front of the stage to the back, you know, to make sure that you're engaged in what he's doing. He doesn't have any dancers, but what he's saying, the words are so intriguing for this 14-year-old child that the attention is always on him.
Okay. Now, you said the attention is all on him. But how about the rest of the band? Mm-hmm. Do he highlight the band? Do he also bring them in?
He steps back and get a breakdown from the drums or, you know, like from the saxophone player. Like you have a little bit of everything. He gives everybody their own, you know, just desserts, as I must say. Because without them, you have the live music. That's what the crowd is feeling. Before you have an opportunity just to hear the lyrics, you have to hear what the band is playing, and that's the music that they're feeling.
Okay.
And so that is his show.
And I agree with her.
Okay, I love to hear you agree, but please expound so we can get it. I can get it. My crowd can get it.
With live musicians, there's what they call a dynamic flow. Okay. One, when you start the set, you're coming out with that first note is an attack. It's a pulse attack that all of a sudden all eyes forward. Something's getting ready to happen. And they bring the awareness that better watch because here it comes. Now, I can't describe other than it's the dynamic attack. It's the attention, the wake-up call that starts everything. And, you know, it's, okay, let's put it like this. Mary had a little lamb, okay? That's not going to wake you up, okay? So you're going to have to give that in a dynamic approach that everybody goes, uh-oh, and it can be done. There's those few words. How you attack it, how your voice inflection on that point, and they're going to go, oh. Now, whether they like that or not, that's a whole different thing. If they're ready to hear Mary Had a Little Lamb, that's a whole different thing too. But it's the approach and the energy that you put out in getting their attention in the music and the dynamics that you execute in the beginning of it. Okay? Did that make sense, boy?
Yeah, it does. It does. Because I'll tell you why it does. When you say Mary Had a Little Lamb, let's just say you take the average artist and then you put two different artists against this particular individual. Let's just say Mariah Carey, the Whitney Houston of the stage. That just say those three words. All we're going to give you is those three words. We've got two different artists that's doing it. The average one will not Mary Had a Little Lamb out the box as those two individuals I just mentioned, because of the techniques that they have learned over the years, the experience that they're able to give you in just that little short phrase. They'll give you something 9 times out of 10 more dynamic than the average.
But check this out. I got to say this. You cannot own the phrase "Mary Had a Little Lamb." So you flip it.
No, listen
to this. Mary had a little fan, and his name was da 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 da. And you bring in that artist. See, the whole thing about it is that it's the dynamic approach.
Are you with us, Tracy?
I'm here.
What's your thought?
I'm here. I just want to say, as he was explaining the Mary Had a Little Lamb, this is how, when you're an artist, you have to hit people, and what you was asking me about a show and being an entertainer, you have to hit people in every sense. In other words, the three senses. So you have your hearing and your seeing, right? And we'll say feeling touch. You get what I'm saying? Because you feel the beat. So with catching all of those areas, that's where you get those great artists from. And the only way that you can do that is you have to incorporate other things in that whole performance. Even if we know Mariah Carey can sing a high note several octaves high, or like 8, 10 octaves, right? But everybody talks about how she stands still. She doesn't do anything else. She needs a whole show. So they get bored. Whitney Houston, she walks the whole stage. She gives it to her band. It's a whole show. Well, she did. Excuse me. Rest in peace. But she did. You know. Okay. You know, and so Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, you know, they're entertainers. Beyonce, entertainers. To the fact that
I agree with that.
They give you everything you're looking for. They get the attention of people that, I can see, but I can't see. You know, like when you go to a show and you can't really see them, you have to look on the big video television, and, you know, oh, my God, that's how you see them, if you can see that. But most of the time, if you're far back, you got to hear, you got to listen, you know. Or you already feel the music. That's why you came to the show in the first place. So those are the things that when you conquer all of those, then you're an awesome artist. And that's where playing music, having a band, having a live music comes into play. All of those artists that I list have bands. Whether it's an all-girl band, you know, they had, you know, they bands. They did, Michael Jackson just came, well, his band, Cirque du Soleil, just came to Virginia, and they just performed for 2 days. But just to see what he put together and incorporated when he was alive, wow. If he was still here, that show would have just been phenomenal. You know, live band is awesome. You have to, like, that brings a whole nother level to music. Oh. A CD is cool, but give me live music.
So in the two aspects, you can have a Grammy CD, but you cannot be a show, a person that has the ability to have a favorable show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the funny part about it, because I actually think there is more steady money in being an entertainer with a show than if your CD happens to get high on the charts. You know, steady money beats a one-time shot. I mean, what do you do? You know, like a Vanilla Ice. You know, he had a hit song, but he had a crap of a show. When they saw him, they realized, wow, this, we got tricked. I mean, you know, and he faded, and now he's rehabbing houses. So when we start talking about any longevity,
mm-hmm.
I think the money is in the show, whereas the production is just an introduction to the possibilities of what kind of entertainer you might be. Because I can remember a time when people didn't have CDs or their records out, but they were a heck of entertainers. You'd go see them live and you'd go, hey, I got my money's worth. You know, before the Rev turned the Rev, Al Green. Hey, he used to pack them in. You know, then he turned into, he went to the church. You know, he saved himself because, you know, Grits and all the women that fell in love with him, you know, hey, he needed to fight that temptation. But in the same point, his live performances were just off of the top. He was the guy.
He was,
you know,
the famous guy who became known as Grits Green, right?
See, I think he's trying to live that down, and there you go, shoveling it back out there. Yes, Al
no,
Green had
saying.
Grits thrown on him by a woman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that also made him think twice also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, go ahead.
No. That was just a little off the cut. I'm just putting two and two together. Anyway, what I wanted to know is, brother, earlier, me and you, when we had this conversation, we talked about 15, somebody wrote an article. His name was, let me make sure I clear, Charles Holmes. Charles Holmes, and guys, and this is over the internet, so you guys can check this out. It's by a website called Pigeons and Planes. He said the 15 most annoying things you'll see in a rap show. Why are they highlighting us as rappers? This is upsetting to me. So I need to know.
Oh, come on. Get thicker skin.
Yeah, well, it's upsetting to me because it's upsetting to me to a degree. But even though it's upsetting to me, that don't mean we should not evolve and rise above what people see. It's important that we do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that they said, and he said in the article, is they bring a whole bunch of people on the stage that's not doing nothing to entertain them.
Yeah, their entourage on stage of people. Yeah, I saw that. And
yeah.
All I could say is, okay. Yeah, but see, what are they doing on stage?
And that's the point. They really have no other role other than throwing their hands in the air. In other words, it's an impromptu moment. It's an impromptu moment, which is cool at times, but if you do it all the time in every show, it becomes predictable. And if everybody's doing the same thing, then it becomes annoying.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, don't you think it's been overdone?
That's
don't you think
point.
It's time for a change?
It could be overkill. What do you think, Tracy?
It's definitely overkill. I paid my money not to see the entourage. I paid my money to see the artist. And unless the entourage is dancing, I come from the era where, like, Big Daddy Kane, Scoop and Slap Lover dancing. That's what I, you know, I did as far as an entertainer, rap and dance. So I want to see the whole overall performance. It's an overkill to have an entourage there and they're doing nothing but saying, yeah, yeah, you know. No, no thank you. You're definitely right about that.
I mean,
well, you know, I think at one time, I think at one time it was acceptable because whoever did it, it was new. I just think it's overdone. I think that, you know, it's no longer necessary or should be done. Find, you know, a different method of entertaining because we've seen that show. Once you've seen a show, do you want to keep watching the same show with just a different main character? That's a good question, Poetic.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want to see more than the main character on there. But at the same time, I do want my main character to transcend beyond just holding the mic in his hand and shaking the hands of the crowd. I want him to. I watch performances. I want that main character to make me feel engaged in the process. Because don't get me wrong, there's always a main character in a performance. 9 times out of 10, if you come in to see, let's go back. If you went to go see Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye was the main character. I just pulled the name off. If you come to see Lil Wayne is the main character, but you want to see him transcend and take you beyond just himself on that stage.
Okay.
You want him to open your mind of the entire performance of everything that's taking place and not just be one dimensional.
Well, you know what?
By itself.
Now,
what's that?
I got to say this. Lil Wayne got away with gypping the people.
Okay.
You may not understand
what I'm
saying about that.
Yeah, please tell
me. Lil Wayne came up here to the Pacific Northwest, and all he had was a DJ. Lil Wayne performed for the people. And they said, oh, they enjoyed it because they were singing along the song and all of that and this and that and the other. And then the same people that went to his live performance here with just a DJ saw him on television, and it was an unplugged Lil Wayne, which he had acoustic musicians playing the same songs he did with the DJ, and they felt cheated. Because here for free, we can see him and watch his artistry. Whereas when he came, I could barely hear him because everybody in the crowd is doing the lines with him.
Well, that
you
means
know,
he had
I,
a... Go ahead. I
didn't want to. That just means he was doing his job. If they were saying his lines, he had them engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, that he had him engaged in that case, brought out. That's basically what an artist. Hey, he did. If they sang his lines, he had them engaged.
Okay.
You don't believe that? I mean, I want you to think about it. If that means he's already did a portion of his job prior to the concert. However, as far as the stage performance, if he's not evolving beyond walking around that stage, he's not giving me a good show.
I'm trying to tell you something. You just ain't listening. Now you caught on.
All right, go ahead.
Because those same people saw him in the Unplugged. where he had all he had strings, he had a guitar and a bass and drums and piano and what have you, and he gave a performance that was free. They paid and he gave them nothing. See, I understand what you're saying, but you can be fooled sometime in your life. And they felt as though they had been fooled. In talking to him, it was like, well, why didn't you do that when he was here?
Okay, tonight we're talking about bringing in that live performance. If he brought them a live performance with a live band and he brought all of them in.
That was on TV.
How did he?
He had a DJ when he was in concert.
Okay.
They felt they had gotten robbed. I'm trying to tell you something.
Oh, so, okay. So you're saying that when he came to that the stage performance, he came with a CD, whereas in the recording of the CD, he used it was unplugged, and he gave them the real real McCoy.
And on TV, BET's
okay.
Unplugged, a few
okay.
weeks following his concert here, they watched it, and he had all the musicians and what have you, and they watched that show. And he did maybe an hour, and he was magnificent.
Okay.
And they felt cheated because when they paid the money, they thought he was going to give in concert. When you think of people being in concert, you don't think of them up there with a DJ.
Well, right on. I might be a little lost here. Tracy, could you interpretate what you're hearing him say?
I think I might be a little lost with you because what I'm thinking he's saying is that he feels as if just having the DJ there was not enough, so they got Jits. He needed a whole show, which I don't think you're understanding that Lil Wayne's whole show really is his entourage. That's the biggest show you're going to get. But that's what I'm thinking he's saying. But please let me know.
Okay, no, not the entourage, but when he did the unplugged showcase, he had musicians
on TV.
He had musicians, and they performed, and he did his song. When he came to the city, and they were paying between $75 and $125 a seat, all he had was a DJ and himself on stage. Nobody else.
Okay, now I get it. Because what I was getting from you is, this is what I was getting, because this is why I confused the message, that he brought all of that to the city, and they feel like, and you had bands watching on, and they feel like they were robbed, because this is just what I was getting, that they watched the band and the band wasn't doing their job. I mixed that up. So,
yes,
but so
you
you're
did.
Saying that it was a DJ showed up with Lil Wayne and that's all they got. Whereas what was publicized was that it would come with a full fledged band.
No, what they said was Lil Wayne in concert.
Okay.
Well, that is concert for Lil Wayne. The reason why you saw Lil Wayne with a band on Unplugged, because that's what they have on every Unplugged series, they always have you with a band. Lil Wayne is not normally affiliated with having a live band with him.
Well, okay,
so
and, but you know what?
Every...
If he could do it for BET, as much money as he's making, why would I want to pay $75 to $125 a seat to see him?
I understand your concern, but with Lil Wayne or any other artist, they're in the beginning, maybe when you start in the beginning, there a lot of people are still not concerned on giving you the show that you should, you know, you should receive, like you should have. But with Lil Wayne, if he gives you himself and a couple of the people that's on his label, that's your show. That's your concert.
Okay.
And, you know, a concert doesn't mean that you got to have a band, though. Not to the definition for this generation. Everybody's been accepting him just on the stage with him and his DJ or him and his entourage. So if that's what they accept and that's what they pay for, he's going to continue giving you that.
Okay. And guess what? You hit the nail on the head. If that's what they're willing to accept, and I understand that, you can find a fool and bump him in the head and take his money, and that's the concept I saw from that, because he had a capacity crowd. I think he had something like 60,000 in the stadium at 75 to 125 a seat. To me, and I'm going to say this to you, you know, he don't walk on water. He needs to bring more than just that DJ. Because if a group of people thinking like me had spent that amount of money, showed up, and that's all he came out there with, they wouldn't have had a jail big enough until I got my money back. Seriously. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I don't mind paying to be entertained, but don't fool me and not bring everybody that's necessary for to be entertained. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I really, really do. And you know, hey, I don't think they'll be doing his concert like that again here, because there was feedback, and that was the disappointing part. You know, but you don't know until you go what to expect.
All right. I wanted to, before I go, because we got a few minutes, I wanted to touch bases on something else he said in his article, rappers forgetting the lines of their songs. that's been an issue. He found, you know, that to be quite annoying, which anyone would say. If I'm coming to see a performance and I come to see you and I'm hearing and I know the song, you should know it better. Correct? Would you guys agree with that? If you were the song.
I agree.
Tracy?
I definitely agree. If you wrote the song and you're selling it, you better know it. But these days, that brings in a whole lot of other, you know, things that rappers might do before they even go to perform. So, you know, what type of, when they hit the stage, are they in, you know, a sound mind, you know?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
You know, are they taking what they put on their songs, popping mollies, and, you know. So
right.
That if you forget your rhyme, that's like, you know, your rhyme is just, to me, from a poem, that's, you know, a rhyme, that's your work. To an author, that's your work. That's your baby. So it's art. So if you forget that, then I really can't respect you as an artist. You know,
you can tell she's performed because she says, you know, hey, what frame of mind are they in when they hit stage? I can tell you have dealt with other people on stage, and when they hit there, they could be under the influence of alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, all those different substances, and they react and forget and lose their place in a song. And oh, I've seen it all. I had a bass player that was high off of mescaline, and we were playing in an outdoor amphitheater. And all of a sudden, I look around, getting ready to give a cue, And he's looking up at the birds flying, and I'm going, oh, my God. check me. We're getting ready to change up here. You know, so I do understand the state of mind that the people have when they go on, because they will forget where they are. They will forget their place. You know, it may sound hard to do, but it's easy if your mind isn't focused on what you're doing, because it's a job.
Absolutely.
Another key point he makes here is rappers showing up late to their
own. Oh, no.
You said showing up late?
Showing up late to their own shows. I've been at concerts, and this is reality. I've been at concerts, and you're just waiting.
Oh.
And they hadn't arrived yet, so they're doing all that they can to postpone it until the arrival comes. So they're stalling.
You went to Sly and the Family Stone.
But it's not just. Well, don't get me wrong. That don't just happen with rappers. That happened with.
Yeah.
I mean, other outside of just the rap things. But it, as we are on Hip Hop National Night, it's just very some important that to take into consideration. Hey, I have to be on time because the people are expecting this of me as a professional.
Do you remember Sly and the Family Stone?
Yeah, I remember.
They blackballed him because they could not count on him for being on time. So they stopped having him tour or appear. So the industry will put a blacklist out on you and negativity.
All right, Tracy.
Well, showing up late. This is the thing. All that he is talking about, it just boils down to not having respect for the people who got you there. Your fans should be the most important thing to you, because that's the people who are enable you to eat, have a roof over your head when you're an entertainer, you know, to have transportation, all these amenities in life, because of the fact that they are supporting you, they're buying your music. So you have to love your fans. And every mega entertainer loves their fans first. They're not going to show up late. They're going to give them a show. You're going to get more than your money's worth, and you're going to come again. That's how you have longevity in the business. Most of the people that show up late, they don't care anymore. Their fans doesn't mean the same thing as it, you know, as it did in the beginning. And I can give you an example that I remember they were talking about once again for, like, Whitney Houston. She showed up 2 hours late, and then she didn't have her voice. And, you know, I mean, she was an icon. So to not even, you know, give the respect to your fans when they love you to death. Patti LaBelle would never, ever. But we also know Whitney was going through things. So, you know, it's different issues. But
Patti
at
LaBelle.
The same time, she is what you call the diva of most divas, and she is an entertainer. She just gives you everything she got.
Yep.
You know,
I had an opportunity to perform with her 3 times. So I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice that each one of Patti's performances was different than the one before?
Absolutely.
She gives, you know, she's an entertainer, you know, and so, you know, when we talk about it, it's something that the gift from God that some people just are possessed with. They cultivate it, and they become dynamic behind it. And, you know, she's one of them.
All right. Well, you know, guys, we have come to the end of the show. Hey, Tracy, could you stick around for a moment? I want to hobnob with you. So
okay.
Stay there with me for a second. We're getting ready to go to Dr. A.T. If you would, take it away.
God bless. Take care.
God bless.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck, one more round.
Go.
Yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crack. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance off your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillar for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
Round, round.
One more round, one more round. One more round.
Round, round.
I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
One more round.
One more round. One more round. One more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
swang on. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I hit the block like a pill. Riding real slow, got a pocket full of throw, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to Screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their frame, with the real big rims, cars sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swangin', grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swangin',
tank clip drippin' in the lane.
I'm swangin',
rims still spinning like whoa. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me close. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swangin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swangin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on. Started off with Dayton's and Bowles. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swang,
get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, 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 it is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it, spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yeah. down. To make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bitch that wanna get bold. They lay away, merchandise on hold. Winning, they zero. He'll kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Kick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Lemmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Dreaming till the man is gone. Life is like a breath of pain upon
hell and back in hell ain't what I'm planning for. I overstand the pain, still don't understand it though. So I'm being persecuted till I find an antidote. So gon' die for nothing, I'ma die for what I'm standing for. Walking through the sea of suffering, but still I persevere. And I done got enough, enough, don't need no tattoo tears. I've been dreaming for years, now the man in the mirror. Daughters with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marked by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. You can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gon' take my life when God already scheduled it?
Cause I dream this thing every day it's just me against everything.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor, ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjured. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. Came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
My cousin Alfredo
Omega, the creator. Yeah. To find a way, maker on top and none greater.
Right.
To throw to Satan, there's a lion, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore?
And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before.
When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores,
don't
forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more.
Go ahead, I get a Lord praise.
Pay
attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mama she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Raw Dog Production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm
wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot in, I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me, and think the world love me, and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie, and if I'm platinum flat, ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. If they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood picks the fire in against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Wrong talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I fit this. Is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am. Now you know who I be. Now you know I got a list of thousands that's rolling with me.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.